大学英语六级晨读经典六十五篇真题版，石油工业出版社。
Part One，
科技聚焦。
Passage One。 On January 9, 2007, Steve Jobs formally announced Apple's revolutionary mobile phone, a device that combined the functionality of an iPod.Phone and internet communication into a single unit, navigated by touch. It was a huge milestone in the development of smartphones, which are now owned by a majority of American adults and are increasingly common across the globe. As smartphones have multiplied, so have questions about their impact on how we live and how we work.Often, the advantages of convenient mobile technology are both obvious and taken for granted, leaving more subtle topics for concerned discussion. Are smartphones disturbing children's sleep? Is an inability to get away from work having a negative impact on health? And what are the implications for privacy? But today,On the 10th anniversary of the iPhone, let's take a moment to consider a less obvious advantage, the potential for smartphone technology to revolutionize behavioral science. That's because, for the first time in human history, a large proportion of the species is in continuous contact with technology that can record key features.Of an individual's behavior and environment. Researchers have already begun to use smartphones in social scientific research, either to query people regularly as they engage in their normal lives or to record activity using the device's built-in sensors. These studies are confirming, challenging, and extending.What's been found using more traditional approaches, in which people report how they behaved in real life or participate in relatively short and artificial laboratory-based tasks. Such studies are just first steps. As more data are collected and methods for analysis improve,Researchers will be in a better position to identify how different experiences, behaviors, and environments relate to each other and evolve over time, with the potential to improve people's productivity and well-being in a variety of domains. Beyond revealing population-wide patterns, the right combination of data and analysis.Can also help individuals identify unique characteristics of their own behavior, including conditions that could indicate the need for some form of intervention, such as an unusual increase in behaviors that signal a period of depression. Smartphone-based data collection comes at an appropriate time in the evolution of psychological science.Today, the field is in transition, moving away from a focus on laboratory studies with undergraduate participants towards more complex real-world situations studied with more diverse groups of people. Smartphones offer new tools for achieving these ambitions, providing rich data about everyday behaviors in a variety of contexts.So here's another way in which smartphones might transform the way we live and work. By offering insights into human psychology and behavior, and thus, supporting smarter social science.